If you're looking for a 12-week solution and you're looking for a way to dominate the day and build mental toughness in your program, and you're looking for that 20% of the entire field of peak performance mental conditioning, here it is. Are you looking for a high-energy, competitive way to get your team to compete while training athleticism, hand-eye coordination, and lateral quickness? If so, you got to check out Spikeball. Top high school, college, and professional athletes around the world are using Spikeball as a fun and safe competition to start their training sessions, practices, and workouts. It's also a tremendous way to train your routines and releases and build that elite mindset. As a listener to the Peak Performance Podcast, you can get a free Spikeball set by visiting briankane.com/spikeball. Again, that's briankane.com/spikeball, because if you're not playing Spikeball, you're just playing games. In this episode, I'm going to teach you a 12-week solution for mastering the mental game. You see, there was an Italian economist. His name was Vilfredo Pareto. And what he found was that 80% of the wealth in the country of Italy was held by 20% of the population. When he went out to his garden, he found out that 80% of his tomatoes were grown on 20% of the plants. If you look at any typical NHL roster, 80% of the goals scored by 20% of the roster. And if you look at Major League Baseball, 80% of the home runs hit by 20% of the roster. Now, if you've been with me for any time, you know we're talking about the 80-20 principle, known as Pareto's Law. 80% of the benefit that you get comes from 20% of what you do. Now, I'm a big Tim Ferriss fan, and Tim Ferriss would refer to the 80-20 principle similarly to the minimum effective dose. And if you've read his book, The 4-Hour Body or The 4-Hour Work Week, he talks about what's the minimum effective dose, the minimum thing you can do to get the maximum return. Well, as we talk about here, your 12-week solution, in the last 15-plus years of going around the country over 280 days a year, working with top coaches, athletes, and athletic programs all over the country, what I've been on a mission to find out is, what is it that they all do that if you did, you'd become elite? And you'd cut through the crap and cut through the noise and cut through the learning curve and get more done in less time. Well, that's what the 12 pillars of peak performance is. And your 12-week solution is very simple, especially if you're a Texas high school coach who's got athletic period, or a California coach with athletic period, or a college coach that has an off season where you can access your athletes on a consistent basis, or a coach who's got even minimal access to your athletes, because the beautiful part about the digital training program is it's all online and your athletes can access it anywhere, anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So what you're going to get with the 12 pillars of peak performance digital training program is you're going to get a spiral bound manual that's got a worksheet that you fill out as you watch the video. So imagine this. Imagine as you're driving, listening to this podcast, or imagine your athletes cell phone out, watching me teach a video, just like I would if I was there with you in person, and they're filling out a worksheet. Then you get together with them and you talk about it. And you do talk about, how does this pillar one elite mindset relate to our program? Or pillar two, championship culture. What is our culture that's going to dictate behavior and set the stage for success in our program? So again, it's the most user-friendly, easy to use and execute program that's ever been made. But let me talk to you about the 12 pillars of peak performance and give you a little background on what they are. So pillar one is about training an elite mindset. And everybody wants to know, you know, how do you build mental toughness? Well, you build mental toughness the same way you build physical toughness and physical strength. You got to do a little, a lot, not a lot, a little. So by doing a little, a lot every day, for example, reading a page of the Daily Dominator, for example, following me on Snapchat, listening to this podcast once a week, following the Monday messages that come out. Those are all examples of what's called spaced repetition. Spaced repetition is doing a little, a lot. And if you want to grow that elite mindset, that's how it's got to happen. So for example, one of the videos in the program, one of my favorites, talks about lessons learned from Navy SEAL community. You know, we'd show our videos and talk about you know, how you want to never show weakness, always be big with your body language, how you never feel sorry for yourself, because feeling sorry for yourself is a worthless, useless emotion that's going to get you nowhere. We talk about staying patient in the face of adversity. And the number one way that you stay patient in the face of adversity is through taking a deep breath and oxygenating your brain so that you can be where your feet are. Another one of those lessons is that it pays to be a winner. You got it. And when we talk about winning, that helps us move into pillar number two, which is that championship culture. Now, let me ask you this. As you're listening to this podcast, if I were to hand you an index card, or let's say you and your team were together having a breakfast or a dinner before you went out to play for a championship, and I were to hand you an index card, and everyone in your program were to write down the principles, the core principles, or what I would refer to as the MVP process. M, the mission. V, the vision. P, the core principles. The mission being that eulogy, that big picture of why we're all together doing this. The V, the vision, the tangible resume, specifics, here's what we're after. And then the core principles. So for example, if we were to hand that index card to your team, would they all write down the same things? Well, in some programs, for example, if we were to hand that out to Cliff Godwin and the East Carolina Pirates, the players would write down that the purpose of the program is to learn how to be successful on and off the field for the rest of your life, that their vision would be to win 40 games, to win the American Conference, to host a regional, host a super, go to the College World Series, win a national championship. They all would know that. They would know their principles of Pirates, purpose, integrity, responsibility, attitude, toughness, energy, selfless. So they would know the core principles of their program, and they would know the MVP process. If you don't, you're not going to have people on the same page. What you're going to have is you're going to have people that come into your program, especially if you're in a college program or a varsity high school program, that are strong-willed, that think that they know what it's going to take to be successful instead of coming in and fitting into your culture. Culture is not something that just happens. It's intentional. It's talked about. It's taught. It's something that you have to make a conscious decision to be a part of. Speaking of conscious decisions, to help you become more, that takes us to pillar number three, which is time is ticking. You see, there's one factor that's the same for you and your competition, and it is time. 86,400 seconds in a day, 168 hours in a week. And the best coaches I've been around, they're savages of time. They're detailed with where every minute of every day goes. And if you're somebody who's not mapping out your entire 168 hours a week, when you meet the person in the competitive arena who is, they're probably going to beat you because they've prepared more. And we know that separation is in preparation. So if you're not putting time on your side, time is going to beat you when the time comes to getting the ring with somebody who has maximized their time. Part of knowing time is also knowing your numbers. That's pillar number four, because you can't improve what you can't measure. So if you're not measuring your time and knowing where your time is going, and if you feel like you don't have enough time in the day, it's not that you don't have enough time, it's that you don't have enough priorities. And you can't improve what you can't measure, and measurement provides motivation. So in your program, what are those measurements that you're using? And when you go through the 12 pillars of peak performance digital training program, one pillar a week, when you're in pillar number four, which would probably be during week four, you're going to learn about what are the process-based measurements in your sport that when you focus on, you give yourself the best chance for success. For example, did you realize that in the NFL Super Bowl, of at the time of this recording, there's been 50 of them. 48 of the first 50 Super Bowl champions won this one statistic, the turnover margin. Jim Schlossnagel, the baseball coach at TCU, who led his team to three straight College World Series appearances. Coach Schlossnagel has got an 81% winning percentage when his team simply scores first. If they score in the top of the first, give up three in the bottom of the first, they still have that 81% winning percentage. So they know their numbers. They know what they're after. The question is, do you and do your athletes? Because if they don't, you're just playing the game versus strategically trying to win the game based off of metrics that you know are proven to give you the best chance for results. Pillar number five, when we get into week five, you're going to talk about sailing the right ship. So what does that mean? Well, a guy who knows a lot about championships and winning games, Mac Brown, the former football coach at the University of Texas, when I asked him the million-dollar question, I said, Mac, what do you know now you wish you knew when you were getting started coaching? And he said that you've got to sail the right ships. And he kind of looked at me and smiled, and I didn't really know what he was talking about. So I asked him, and he said, you got to invest in relationships before championships, because it's relationships that will lead to championships. So in pillar number five, we really dive into how to create those great relationships in your programs. We talk about the five major motivators. We talk about different activities that you can do with your teams so you get to know each other better. And when you know each other better, you're more likely to live pillar number six, which is that present moment focus, where you focus on being where your feet are, right here, right now. The time is always now. The place is always here, because if you want to win, you got to focus on what's important now. That's a present moment focus. We'll take you through some different breathing exercises that you can use. And I'm sure if you've watched any teams compete that have gone through the 12 pillars of peak performance system, you'll see them take a deep breath every snap or every pitch or every possession, because the deep breath is what helps to scientifically oxygenate the brain and get you into the present moment with a better focus. So simply by breathing, you are increasing your chances for success in that moment. And we know that success over the course of a season or over a competition is simply a result of moment-to-moment-to-moment awareness and moment-to-moment-to-moment execution. Speaking of moment-to-moment, that leads us to pillar number seven, process over outcome. And Matt Carpenter, the great all-star third baseman or infielder for the St. Louis Cardinals, former TCU Horned Frog, says that in the game of baseball, when you're playing at the major league level, you're going to have some slumps, but your routine can never slump. Your process can never slump. Nick Saban, arguably the greatest coach of all time, the head football coach at the University of Alabama, always talks about the process over the outcome. You're going to learn about how the process is simply investing into those things that you can control, because that's where the greatest return on your investment comes from, maximizing the things that you can control. And you can control developing mental toughness. You can control your championship culture. You can control maximizing your time, how you measure performance in relationships, a present moment focus, and a process-based focus over the outcome. You can also control pillar number eight, your attitude. And we know in life there's energy givers and energy suckers. And what we need is we need more energy takers. And we know that your positive energy has got to be stronger than everyone else's negative energy. We know that the attitude you take is a decision you make, and your attitude is contagious. The only question is your attitude worth catching, or is it worth avoiding? We know that when we're talking about positive energy, right, there's people that are juiceful and they're useful, and there's people that are juiceless who are useless. So you got to BTJ, you got to bring the juice. And we share with you 38 different ways to spike your attitude, to spike your energy, and to bring the juice in your program. You don't have to do all 38 of them, but there's a whole buffet there for you to go and choose from. These are 38 exercises that I have used, I've used consistently, and I've seen bring results in programs like yours. Speaking of results, we know in pillar number nine, everything happens twice. I learned that from Skip Bertman, the former baseball coach at LSU who won five national championships in the 90s. When I got a chance to sit down with him at LSU and ask him the million-dollar question, I said, "Coach Bertman, you won five national championships in a decade. You then wanted to go and be a speaker, and the LSU wouldn't let you because they needed to hire you to be the athletic director to lead the department." I said, "What do you know now you wish you knew when you were just getting started?" He said, "Everything happens twice, first in your mind, then in reality." So we take you specifically through the four steps of mental imagery, where we go through the importance of relaxation first, and then confidence conditioning, mental recall, where you go back and replay your best performances, and then mental rehearsal, where we go forward and you see yourself playing the way you want to play in the future. We also outline how to use mental imagery like a football team. I'm doing it Friday night in the hotel at the college level before they go play on Saturday, or a high school team doing it in Friday during class or during after school together before they suit up to go play, a baseball team having audios or a softball team having audios that players are listening to on the bus on the way to a game, how you can make individual audios with your athletes in 5 minutes or less using a simple system of the four steps for mental imagery so they have those custom audios on their phone. It doesn't get easier, ladies and gentlemen. This is the easiest peak performance program that's ever been made. And the reason why it was designed this way is because my main mission, my pillar two, my championship culture, the M of my life, is to educate, empower, and energize others. And there's only so many people you can impact when you do it in person. So you've got to recreate yourself. And this is a recreation of me and my teachings at this point that you can use to help your players become more. And if you want more, if you want more wins, if you want more juice, if you want more success, you've got to become more. And this program is guaranteed to help you become more. And with all of our programs, any investment you make at briankane.com, if it doesn't exactly help you the way you want it to, we'll refund 100%, no questions asked, and we'll help you get to where you want to go. We're here for you. This is about helping you to be your best. And if you're going to be your best, you're going to have to implement pillar number 10, routines and habits of excellence. Why? First, we set our habits, and then our habits set us. No one ever has or ever will escape the destiny of their decisions, and most of your decisions are made by your habits. So if you're aware of your routines and aware of your habits, you're going to be successful. If you're not aware of those routines and habits, they're going to dominate you. You see, excellence, it's a lifestyle, not an event, and your routines and your habits are going to create your lifestyle. So we're going to talk about intentionally setting triggers within the habit loop, where we discuss Charles Duhigg and his great book, The Power of Habit, where we're going to break down how a trigger sets you into routine, and a routine then gives you a reward. And if you have a routine that you don't like, how you can break that by changing and becoming more aware of the triggers in your life and then changing your routine and getting a different reward. But if we're going to do that, if we're going to change those routines, we've got to have pillar number 11. You got to be able to recognize your signal lights. You got to have that heightened awareness. And you always got to be in control of yourself, because you got to be in control of yourself before you can control your performance. And you got very little control of what goes on around you, but total control of how you choose to respond to it. So recognizing your signal lights, just like driving a car. As you're driving right now, listening to this podcast, when you come to a green light, it's easy. You go. When you come to a red light, you stop. But if you've been driving a car for any time, you know you've driven through a red light before and you're still alive to talk about it. So is in athletic performance, you can drive through red lights, especially when you're more talented and you can have success. But in the big, in a competition where the two teams are even, that's like driving through red lights consistently. If you were to drive across the country and go through every red light, obviously you're going to crash and burn. So we've got to learn to recognize our red lights, and most importantly, recognize our yellow lights, which we're in most of the time. And in our yellow lights, we either need to speed up or we need to slow down. And a lot of mental game coaches are going to say, just slow the game down. Well, shoot, sometimes you got to speed it up. Just like driving a car and come to your yellow light, you don't always slow down. Sometimes you punch the gas. And it's the same thing in athletics. Most of the time, you're going too fast and you got to slow down. But sometimes you got to pick it up. I mean, I've been around teams that have lost games because they were uninspired and didn't have the juice, just as much as I've been around teams that were trying too hard. So how do you recognize where you're at mentally, emotionally, physically? How do you recognize it through your body language, your focus, and your self-talk, and various situations that maybe happen during the game, or physical feelings that trigger you of whether you're in a green, yellow, or a red? And then if you recognize you're in a yellow or a red, you go to pillar 12 and you release, and you follow the specific 3-step release of physical action, deep breath, and a deep breath and a verbal trigger to help you release that, and then refocus and getting back to the moment. You see, and a lot of people will say, oh, you got to flush it. You got to move on, play the next play. Well, how do you do that? It's not just something you talk about. It's something you have to drill. You have to practice, just like all the fundamentals of your sport. And that's pillar 12, how you release and refocus. And we show you numbers of examples of athletes in training, in competition, having a release that they go to and a refocus to help them to stay present. So the 12 pillars of peak performance. If you're looking for a 12-week solution and you're looking for a way to dominate the day and build mental toughness in your program in a systematic, frameworked approach with a start and with an end, and you're looking for that 20% of the entire field of peak performance mental conditioning, here it is. And it'll give you the 80% of the benefit. So if you want to get started, very simple. Head over to briankane.com, check out our digital training program on the 12 pillars of peak performance, your 12-week solution to mastering the mental game. Now go dominate the day. Thanks for listening to the Peak Performance Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to iTunes and leave a positive review or share a link to this episode on social media using hashtag PeakPod. Mention Brian Kane and one thing you learned in this episode for your chance to win a free ticket to the next Brian Kane Experience live event. Dominate the day.